Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes or your way. That's why we call it the Daily Dose of Daf audio version. Here we are on Shabbos 120. This is Reb T here. We're talking about the idea of the lamp of life. The rabbis taught in a brisa on 120b, if a lit lamp is on top of a board that one wishes to move, one may shake the board and let the lamp fall down. And if the lamp is thereby extinguished, it is extinguished. Those of the Academy of Rav Yana said the rabbis taught that one may shake off the lamp and carry the board only in a case where one forgets and unintentionally leaves the lamp on the board before Shabbos, but where one intentionally leaves the lamp on top of the board to be there for the Shabbos, the board has become a base to a forbidden object, to muksa, and thus forbidden itself. Consequently, one would not be allowed to move or shake the board. And the notes also point out, since it's muksa, the lamp, it may not be carried. Someone who wishes to carry the board must first endeavor to remove the lamp from it. He simply cannot remove it by hand, since it is muksa. Therefore, he moves it indirectly. The idea here is the idea of the lamp. We know that Torah zuora. Torah is compared to many things, especially fire, especially light. Interestingly, one of the pesukim I say every day is Ner Hashem and Nishmas Adam Chofes Kol Chad Revatim. The lamp of Torah, the lamp of fire of Hashem, is something that we're supposed to guard, something that we're supposed to learn every day, and we're supposed to talk about it all day, every day. How much do we feel that the lamp, the light of Torah, is burning within us? How much do we feel the effects of Torah singeing our insides, singeing our bodies, singeing our souls, and directing us on the path of life? In our current crazy times, the Torah is what really should be firing us up. It should really be our motivator. Even if our jobs are crazy and we're working from home, we're with the kids all day, and it's so crazy, the fire of Torah should be burning within us. What could we do with our time now? How can we move about with our time now? What can we do with the Torah and move about it? Is it lighting a fire underneath us? And is it making us motivated? Is it making us move? What can we bring to ourselves? We should feel the fire of Torah. We should make sure to set aside time every day, whether you do daf or whether you read emails, or whether you do any aspect, we should make sure to be koveya itim, because that's one of the main things we're here to do, especially with the current times. We may have more time than we used to have. It's good to look into sources, look into different things, but make sure the lamp of the fire of Torah is burning within us. And if it was extinguished or if it was very small previously, light it, ignite it, find a way to bring the fuel for the fire, to give oil to the flame, to allow it to burn a little brighter. If there was something that interested you, you never got around to it, try it now. I've told many times over all my different shows how there were many things that always fired me up, especially Pirkei Avos, and especially being able to talk about things. So that's what we did already a few years ago. We started with the Daf and the Parsha and the Pirkei Avos. But there's different things that you could do, that you could take if you ever had an interest in Navi or Nach, or different aspects of different parts of our Jewish way of life. There are thousands of ways to do it. Make sure you have your light fired up. Take that fire, use it with you, especially Torah, especially a little bit every day. Daily ways of doing stuff are really the best ways to ingrain it in our personalities, to ingrain it in our routine or habit. You do something 28 days straight, almost a month straight, they say it becomes ingrained in your routine. So take the fire, the lamp of Torah, of something you've always wanted to do, ingrain it in yourself, light the match, and fly with it as much as you can every day. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 121 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.